I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. I'll leave the tricks out for now, but I'll just enjoy the flavour.
I think it's best while we record.
Yeah. Just in case anyone's wondering, I'm on the sour apple.
Mm.
It's really good. Don't forget, use code MORTAL for 15% off at zeropix.com. Was that subtle?
That was great. Love that.
So you got a mini for us today?
I do indeed. So, you know the way we're covering the Yuba County Five at the moment?
Yes.
Well, while researching the case, I came across another story that needed to be covered. So here we are.
When do you not?
What?
Every time. Like, even if it's something you haven't covered on the podcast,
It
could be a case we've covered on the podcast, and then after you'll go, while I was looking at that, listen at this,
yeah. And
you tell me something else. And it's like, well, stick to the fucking case.
Well, I had to do a mini for this because I knew Yuba County 5 was definitely going to be a two-parter. And then when I found this little ditty, did you say that? Ditty? That seems like a song.
Titty.
No, ditty.
Did he do it?
Like ditty. No, ditty. Ditty's usually like a song though, isn't it? I think
you're making a word up.
I think I think I'm rambling now. Anyway, when I came across this story, I was like, okay, so let's do a two-parter and a mini. This is juicy enough to get its own little episode.
Okay.
Its own mini.
Say mini more.
Mini. In October of 1973, Donald Garrett became the director of Gateway.
Gateway, okay.
Gateway, yeah. See, it's all lining up now. Donald was described as a, quote, jovial bearded man who weighed a jovial 300 pounds.
Jovial?
Jovial, no less.
You are making words up now.
You never heard the word jovial before?
No.
Jovial, like he's jovial.
Oh, I'm glad you explained it well.
I feel like this doesn't translate for audio. It was the movements I was doing. He's like, he's grand, he's happy, he's, you know.
She's waving her arms about like a lunatic.
Yeah, it's not great. This is one of the times I'm glad we don't have video. Anyway, he was very jovial and he weighed 300 pounds.
So does jovial mean fat?
I mean, some people would use that word for someone who is a heavier.
So you mean jolly?
Build. No.
Oh.
Just hang on one sec. Cheerful, friendly is the description given for the word.
That's jolly.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he was jovial.
Moving on. Go on, okay.
Anyway, yeah, so cheerful, friendly, happy, jovial Donald was the new director of Gateway.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
Early in the morning of the 18th of February 1975, there was a fire on the Gateway premises on Franklin Avenue. It was determined to have caused around $100,000 worth of damage. Following on from this, on the 1st of March, A Molotov cocktail was thrown through the window of their location on Colusa Avenue. Luckily, the damage was minimal. But then there was a bomb threat made to another facility of theirs.
Oh, so, shit.
But they're going through it, Gateway. After this, Donald pleaded with the public. He said, quote, "If someone is doing this intentionally, I hope they will try and receive psychiatric help." On the 6th of April, 1975, at approximately 8:30 p.m., firefighters enter Donald's apartment to find him laid face down. His body...
Oh, you're laughing at it. He could be past that.
He could be. What had actually happened to Donald? His body had been doused in a flammable liquid and he was engulfed in flames.
Fucking hell.
He was pronounced dead 10 minutes later. Donald had spent the previous day celebrating his 43rd birthday. A party had been thrown for him by the staff at Gateway. During an autopsy, no other injuries were found other than those related to the fire. But the police questioned whether this was a suicide or homicide.
Fucking suicide.
Well, the reason being, you know, leaning towards that side of it, Donald had recently divorced and had moved into this apartment just a few days prior to the first fire being set. There's also rumours flying around in relation to his love life. There is a little bit of talk of him being involved with another staff member at Gateway.
Hold on. I'm not an expert on suicide. But I'd say the percentage of people who are considering suicide are going to choose, out of all the methods, to douse themselves in petrol and set themselves on fire. That is not suicide.
You just said suicide.
Sorry?
You just said suicide and now you're immediately backtracking.
No, I was taking the piss before.
Oh, okay.
Suicide.
Well, like I said, people did question it because, you know... Rumour mills and there was some shit going on in his personal life and, you know.
You'll pour petrol on yourself, but you would not put that flame on you.
No, I mean, it would be a more extreme method to go for.
Yeah.
So assuming that this was murder.
It is.
Yeah. Workers at Gateway thought that the attacks would now end, seeing as who they assumed was the intended target had been killed. But then, in June of that year, as they threw a party to welcome their new director, Donald Larson, two cars parked outside, both belonging to employees at Gateway, were set on fire.
Why is this place getting targeted if all they do is the helping people get ready for work?
This is it.
Now, fiddling.
Now, whoever was doing this earned themselves a nickname. Among the Gateway staff, the arsonist became known as Weirdo the Fireball Freak.
Oh yeah, that's gonna help.
Well, Weirdo the Fireball Freak wasn't done yet.
No, because they called him, what was it?
Weirdo the Fireball Freak.
Yeah, he's not gonna be done.
On the 7th of July, Donald's car was set on fire outside of his apartment. This caused concern among those who lived in the apartment complex, and Donald was evicted.
Oh.
That's tough going,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah, that's a bit rough. But then again, you know, if you're the landlord, you don't want that riffraff.
Riffraff?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Fireball now?
Sorry?
Are you talking about Fireball or Donald?
Donald? Well, he's bringing trouble to the neighbourhood, so it's like, well, go.
Victim blaming, again. You need to just have a word with yourself.
Business is business, right? You need a happy neighbourhood if you own them houses.
So let's just hope Neil never becomes a landlord. Anyway, the attacks didn't just affect Donald. They also took a toll on the staff at Gateway. Many of them feared going to work, with one staff member suffering a mental breakdown. On the 25th of July, a staff member's car was set on fire at the Sacramento Metropolitan Airport car park. So it's not even like on the premises or like their apartment around the corner.
Yeah.
They're very clearly and deliberately being targeted.
Someone who works there.
By the end of the summer, the attacks had ceased. A murder, a shocking amount of damage caused within a relatively short period of time. And at the time of these attacks, Ted, Jackie and Jack were all a part of Gateway. We still don't know what really happened and who was behind the attacks, but Lieutenant Francis Adams of the Yuba City Police Department said, quote, Even if we did tie it into the other Gateway matters and the Garrett death, I wouldn't make any comment on it.
The Garrett death?
Yeah, Donald Garrett.
Yeah. The Garrett death.
The.
Sounds a strange way to put it.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
And we still don't really have any information on it.
I think it's someone who works there.
Could be.
Or someone who got, like, sacked by him or something.
See, apparently there's a gag order placed on this as well. So
what do you mean?
They couldn't release loads of details to the press or anything like that. So whatever they do know, we don't really know a huge amount or didn't at the time.
Gag?
What are you pulling the face at? Gag order, it's a thing.
Is it really?
So say if someone, you know, a high profile case, you know, a celebrity's involved.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that, but say that.
Mm-hmm.
Put a gag order on it so it can't, all of it can't be released in the press.
Oh.
Ah, so that's the story of Fireball. Sorry, not Fireball. Weirdo, the Fireball Freak.
Yeah. Calling him something like that, that's not going to help.
Well, you're antagonizing it. Yes. A bit, aren't you?
I'll fucking show you.
Isn't that crazy? What the hell was Fireball getting at? What was he trying to do? Because when I first heard the suicide or murder, I was like, nah, it's got to be murder. But I see the angle of, was it some type of insurance thing? And then, you know, his life, it kind of took a few, his personal life, it took a few hits and, you know.
But he also had to with someone at work, so.
Allegedly.
With their partner. Pissed off.
Yeah, there was some talks about like a jealous partner and things like that.
But it's a bit more than jealousy.
That's what I mean.
Cheating.
What?
It's a bit more than jealousy.
I don't give a fuck what you call it. If that was the case, this is very extreme behavior.
Yeah, yeah. They've moved on to someone else even after that, so it's nothing to do with that. Well.
There you have it, Weirdo the Fireball Freak. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.